With another big week hitting central Queensland, it was warm, it was cool, it was warm, it was cool. But a whole lot of cool coming out of Pinky's CQ Triathlon. I even produced up a little something that you might be able to take part in to support the swim around Great Keppel Island. We spoke about the new Aussie legend that we are all making an absolute champion from Tokyo. And what is the unintended side effect from getting your COVID vaccine? Inspirational and educational Banksy and Pinky for breakfast this week.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
Seems to be a lot of incentives for getting COVID jabs and such and vaccines.
Yeah, we've got to talk about those incentives around the world after the 7:30 news.
I can tell you one of those could be the Pfizer jab and the unexpected, unintentional side effect that seems to be coming along with this. Mm-hmm. So comedian Celeste Barber has introduced us to this one. She has more than the 8 million followers on Instagram. And
wow, she's got that many now.
Oh, yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, and I think
she's great.
All 8 million of them are all like, yeah, we're noticing some stuff too. So
what?
She's put up a photo with her with her camera.
Yeah.
She's just got a COVID jab and she says, I'd like to thank Pfizer for my rack. So apparently the unintentional side effect of the Pfizer COVID jab is bigger boobs.
Celeste already had a big rack. What do you mean? She reckons they've grown.
Well, they're bigger. Yeah.
So it's not the hormones in the chicken.
No.
Well, it's also the vaccine.
Yes, but now. Also, yeah. And she's gone, well, you know, a before and after kind of shot. Really? And people are like, she's on the money there. So
wow.
It's in like the, when you get the jab, it's like up into the like
pecs the arms,
and up around the arm.
Yeah.
And that inflates the area,
okay,
so to speak. Right. And so the chest.
But does it come down again?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, so it's a reaction.
The swelling does come down.
Right.
But for a moment, after getting the Pfizer jab, you've got an extra size there.
Well, I'm booked in for a jab in a couple of weeks. If it's Pfizer, do we think I should, like, check the cleavage?
I think we should do a test.
I'll do a test.
Just to see if this is real or if some more fake news coming out
let's do.
On the internet. But also along with this comes an unintentional change in bra sizes as well. Now we've got a couple of different ones. We've got the A cup, the double D, the B and the Pfizer poppin'.
That was wild. Let's find out what else Banksy and Pinky have been up to.
CQ Pub Games. What if, right? They've just introduced rock climbing into the Tokyo Games, which is wonderful. I think it's great. They've also got BMX.
The Aussies have slayed there, and even Nicole Kidman was clapping away.
The
old
BMX
bandit herself, the original.
Skateboarding
as
well.
And my daughter has been raving about the skateboarding because there's also 13-year-olds competing.
Great. We're having games at the pubs. We have all along. So what are we going to introduce in the CQ Pub Games on 133353?
Haven't they discussed gaming, getting added into the games at some point? Wasn't that a thing at some point?
As in the, video gaming?
Like Mario Kart, yeah.
Oh, could
that was a discussion, wasn't it? That was getting pitched at some point.
I hope so.
Because it's, you know...
I truly do.
Very professional, big money involved.
Yeah. I only truly hope that that's a possibility in the future because that's the only way that this Banksy family's going to get some gold medal.
I mean, there's
action.
As much kind of effort physically going into Mario Kart as golfing. Really, isn't there? I mean,
what about
physical activity.
What about
it's not like your cardio needs to be any good.
What about you do golf and then you got to back it up with Mario Golf? I'm just saying.
Mario Golf.
Yeah. On 133353, we got Fred. Mate, what do you think we should add to the CQ Pub Games? Any ideas?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I reckon it should be Monopoly. It's such a good game. The whole family gets around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's always a time. Everyone's
Monopoly.
Sort of professional. That's right. Do that.
Well, Fredo, it is professional, like Scrabble games. You know
my mum would kick butt at Scrabble.
Yeah, and I think maybe the gold winner is... someone who doesn't flip the coffee table over.
Yeah, well, Fred, I've got to say, have you actually ever played Monopoly with your family before? Because I'm not thinking it's great.
Really not reckon. No, are you playing with other Monopoly athletes?
Yeah, no, look, when you get all the like-minded people in the room exactly. and you play Monopoly, there's nothing better. So I reckon you should do that one.
Okay, right. But it is CQ Pub Game, so I say if you land on free parking, skull! 133353. All right, morning. Who's this?
It's Wazza.
So Wazza, the CQ Pub Games. What are you going to get gold in? What do you want to bring?
The gumboot shoey skull.
The gumboot shoey skull.
Isn't that already happening?
Most pubs do. Yeah.
I guess it's at the end of a race, so you're just saying make it its own race.
Why not? If we make this a race, you go through heats with different sort of things
vomit.
In there, and
you need
that.
More than a COVID vaccine to keep yourself safe in that one.
You know the shoey games. I'm going for that. Brilliant. Triple M. Who's this?
Daddy, buddy.
Hey, what do you want to bring to CQ Pub Games?
Oh, why not the old fashioned dart?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do we pub it up a bit? Not just your normal 180 darts. Like, do we make it something different?
We can use our imagination.
I'm thinking like we use like a harpoon or something.
Well,
you know?
Isn't like pool at the Olympics already?
Yeah,
that's
eight ball snooker.
Eight ball.
So,
why don't we use archery equipment?
What about doing dancing on tabletops?
Look, all ideas are good. I like that. Let's combine.
At least dancing's got cardio in there.
Combine darts and archery and call it darchery.
Call it what you like.
Okay.
It's all fun and games.
That's right. Until someone wins a gold medal.
Yeah. Or until someone loses an eye. Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
It's Adam, mate. How you going?
Oh, good, Adam.
What do you think we should be adding to the games?
Yes.
I reckon schooner musical chairs.
How does that work?
Oh, well, you play musical chairs and every time you find a seat, you got to scull a schooner and go for another lap.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you determine a winner? Who can't actually sit down on a seat properly by then? Or
the last one standing that can make a seat.
Yeah, crashing a bar stool.
The last one
excellent,
standing.
Adam. Excellent.
It's going in the CQ Pub Games list. Triple M, is this?
Hey, it's Schiff here. How you going?
Good, mate, good. How am I going to get gold in the CQ Pub Games? What events have you got?
Mate, there's a game we used to play a number of years ago called Shotgun Darts. And what you do is you get a can of beer and you put it about a telegraph pole away and you get given 6 darts.
No.
And if you can hit the can, you got to shotgun it before it all runs out.
Yes, but make sure you sport responsibly. Responsibly.
Well, you can also do it with Coke.
They're different, but they're ours. Banksy and Pinky on Triple M CQ.
We're producing legends. Absolute legends. Have you heard his name? Nicholas Huff.
Oh, the hurdler.
The hurdler.
I'm very familiar with him.
Huffy the hurdler. Wow. He has just gone gangbusters. The 27-year-old shot off from the starting block. He clipped his first hurdle, and then all the rest of them on the edge of the track just ding, 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 ding,
ding.
Well,
you didn't want to make any hurdles feel left out, Banksy.
Oh, mate, like, honestly, I've got to say, as far as Aussie legends, stuff it.
Yeah.
He's right up there.
Yeah.
Bradbury, it could have been that situation, but it wasn't. He just hit 9 hurdles in this 110-metre hurdle semi-final. Ding, ding, ding.
And a very typical happy-go-lucky Aussie attitude on his post-event chat to the media. He was great.
He just doesn't care.
Oh, I'm sure he does care, but he's got a great headspace, that's for sure.
Nick Huff, he's like our newest legend in Australia because he clipped every single one of them.
We should celebrate
it's like he didn't miss them.
Well, look, I've got a story about this. It turns out yesterday was my third time in a health service area where I was watching the games in the last few weeks.
Oh, that's no more midday movies.
I know, right? I've donated blood and watched medals. I've been at the Rocky Base Hospital Fracture Clinic and it was my second time up there. So my daughter needed her arm cast replaced. So we're there. And of course, the hurdle race starts, of course.
You got to watch it.
Yeah, on the big screen waiting for our appointment, right? So we're both sitting there loving it. Anyway, the race has started. My daughter's feedback, she goes, oh no, Australia. Oh no, that's terrible. And I'm looking at this pretty straight line of men doing the hurdles race, and I say to Kit, Kelly, it's a race. I mean, I'm trying to parent her, but it's my parent effort.
Don't give up so early.
Yeah, don't bag him too. These are world-class athletes. So let's not, like, you know, talk poorly about them.
Yeah, well...
And here I am watching, and she's still, oh, but Mum, he's totally, like, yeah, he's stuffed it. I look up Banksy. Guess who I thought was Australia? The Jamaican.
Oh,
because
the
we're also wearing green and gold.
Green and gold.
I look to the left of the screen and I see our mate, the Aussie, really way behind, clipping everything, and I go, oh, right.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, no, it's no good.
So he didn't run the 110-metre hurdles. He ran into the 110-metre hurdles.
What else has been happening this week with Banksy and Pinky on Triple MCQ?
Pinky is challenging herself to a CQ triathlon. Proudly sponsored by Ambitions Health and Fitness. Change your body, change your life.
Pinky,
well,
swim,
look,
GKI.
There is me, but I have an entire team. I have a boat and I've had the crew behind it all with Triple M organising our shirts and the promotions.
Oh.
Like, a lot of people involved to make this happen.
The team.
I've just done some dirty old laps at the pool with the flippers on.
Cheating, by the way, with flippers.
But from the Keppel Island Swimming Association, we have Val on the show once again.
Val.
Good morning.
Morning, Pinky. Morning, Banksy. Morning, Secure.
Now, you had 70 individuals registered to swim around Keppel this year. You were down to 13. And you had 26 relay teams, which is what I've put together, registered. You were down to 12. And that is because of the Southeast Brisbane lockdown, the New South Wales, Victoria. That has all stopped people from coming up and participating, Val. And you've persisted.
That's right.
And you even had zero local individual swimmers last year. Mm. You have five this year who are coming through.
Effort, mate.
So you have been pushing this event through to continue for all the local entrants. And we applaud you because that has not been an easy decision at all, I don't imagine.
That's all right, guys. It's no, you don't have to applaud me. I just know myself. When you're training for something and you're looking forward to the event, the last thing you want it to be cancelled. So we would run it even for two people.
Accommodation on Keppel, everybody. There's been all sorts
of flow-on effect.
Yeah, the flow-on effect has been tough for a lot of local businesses as well, who were here to support it. So
and the event you put on, it would have provided a little bit more income for
absolutely.
Our tourism.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all right, you know, it is what it is, and just have to adjust on the fly a lot of things.
Val, again, a big round of applause from all
Can't
of us
wait
here.
To see you.
Great effort, mate.
That's awesome. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you. Thanks for everything again.
Subscribe now to stay up to date. Banksy and Pinky on Triple MCQ.
Register your interest for the commemorative mixtape CD that I have created for you, Pinky.
Hot Hits 1989?
Yeah, look, I just feel like if people are playing this across the weekend, it not only shows support to what's going on here and, you know, maybe a dollar or two for the CQ Healthy Families charity in here as well.
Yes, please.
But you get your own, like, sort of personalised GKI swim mixtape.
Wow.
Have you heard the commercial?
No.
You'll see her challenge the mountain. You'll see her run from a port to pond. And you'll see her swim around Great Keppel Island in the Pinky CQ Triathlon. And now you can sing along too with this commemorative mixtape CD with such great tracks like
Pinky's Island Swim, Pinky's Island Swim, Pinky's Island Swim is this weekend.
And some classic rock.
Pinky on the water, watch the sea swims by high.
More songs you know and love.
Everyone's a swimmer, baby. That's the truth.
That's the truth.
That's no lie. Everyone's a swimmer, baby. That's no lie.
That's no lie.
Swim GKI.
Pinky Swim Mixtape.
Let me see you.
That's it for now. Catch Banksy and Pinky weekday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. on Triple MCQ. Or subscribe here to get all the best bits.